From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The massive winter storm that's gripping the nation's midsection has paralyzed travel in several cities today, including Chicago, where people are being told to stay off the roads. Some motorists were stranded for hours on the city's Lakeshore Drive, including Lauren Malloy.
We were in the car, you know, the last 12 hours or so, and our car was completely in a blizzard.
Chicago is not the only city that has been virtually shut down by the storm. Mike Cross of member station KOSU joins us now from Oklahoma City. Mike, what are conditions like there this morning?
Right now it is bitterly cold, and officials are urging Oklahomans to not leave their house if they don't have to. We are under a wind chill warning with temperatures dropping from 15 to 35 degrees below zero with the wind, and the Will Rogers World Airport has reopened. And they're hoping to resume flights later this morning, but they only have one runway working at this time.
How does this stack up compared to other storms you've seen recently?
We're not used to quite this bad, and certainly not wind chills as low as into negative 15, negative 20 degrees below zero. We're used to it being a little bit cold and then getting warm fast, but we know that it won't warm up below freezing until Friday.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Cross in Oklahoma City. Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service says the storm is now taking aim at the upper Midwest and Northeast.
The areas around southern lower Michigan, Detroit, Lansing, from there eastward toward Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, and then up into Maine, should see about 5 to 10 inches of snow. And there could be some sleet and freezing rain mixed in with some of that snow.
Ross Snead of Vermont Public Radio says the snow has begun falling in that state. It's expected to last into tomorrow. He says there's a big buildup of snow already on the ground from previous storms in Vermont, and that's prompting officials to warn the state's many farmers to protect their barns.
The Agriculture Agency has recommended that farmers get out and rake and shovel their roofs, just because they're concerned that with this buildup of snow, it could be enough weight to cause some of those barns to collapse.
That's Ross Snead of Vermont Public Radio. Egypt's military is urging anti-government demonstrators to halt their protests and help the country return to normal now that Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, is pledging to step down in September. But the protesters want him to resign by the end of this week, and President Obama is indicating the transition of power in Egypt should happen sooner rather than later.
An orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now.
The president making those comments after he had a 30-minute phone conversation with Mubarak last evening. Hundreds of supporters of Mubarak have been clashing with anti-government demonstrators in Cairo today. Internet service has been restored in the country, and the curfew in Cairo has been eased. This is NPR News from Washington. The outer bands of a strong cyclone have begun raking across northeastern Australia. Winds at the center of the storm are gusting up to 186 miles an hour, and forecasters are expecting more than 2 feet of rain to fall. Stuart Cohen reports thousands of people in the flood-ravaged region have been evacuated as a cyclone named Yasi closes in.
Queensland Premier Anna Bligh is warning people who didn't heed earlier advice to evacuate that the time to leave is over. Now it's time to hunker down and wait it out.
We are facing a storm of catastrophic proportions in a highly populated area. You've heard all of the statistics, and what it all adds up to is a very, very frightening time for people and their families.
Authorities are warning Yasi is so powerful it could remain as strong as a Category 3 cyclone even after it's moved hundreds of miles inland. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is asking a federal judge to change the claims process for people who sustained losses from the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming, a member station WWNO, reports Jindal says it's unfair that people submitting a claim have to sign away their rights to sue the companies involved.
Claims Administrator Kenneth Feinberg says people can keep their right to sue and take an emergency claims payment, but his program aims to keep cases out of the court system. Since taking over the $20 billion fund from BP in August, about $3.5 billion has been paid to individuals and businesses hurt by the spill. A federal judge in New Orleans is overseeing hundreds of consolidated lawsuits filed against BP. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.